Oh, are we doing this?
Oh, yeah, we're going.
I'll try to make sure I pay attention to this. Like, scoot this way a little bit so I can, like, make sure I can...
Meow.
Yeah, there we go. That way now, like, if it fucking dies out and I'm like...
We can see it, actually, yeah. And no. I just posted the one today. We'll post this one today, too. Fuck them. You know, we'll double episode their bitch asses.
I mean, we can pig roast them.
Yeah. Pig roaster.
Pig roast them with Wi-Pi.
Right? Oh, so shit, welcome to fucking Wi-Pi.
Ah, yes.
Forever your hosts, me and the Kyle, and the fucking Scampy Cat running around.
Yeah. I mean, you'll hear...
There's people not depressed and laying in bed drinking rum by themselves in the bathtub.
Rubbing their wieners. And then crying while doing it.
Right? Oh, who will want me after this? Welcome to Wi-Pi. It's a Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, odd day for us.
Wednesday in January. Just any other Wednesday, except for the fact that it's the 17th. And let's just start out by, we were talking about fucking aliens and shit to begin with.
Yeah.
We don't got crime. We're going to do conspiracy corner this week. So if you're out of state listening to us, we live in Muskegon. And last night, a meteor rocked the fucking east side of the state over by Detroit.
Yeah, yep.
Fucking just... meteor comes through, and then today the nut jobs come out of the woodwork with their fucking take on the goddamn meteor.
I mean, you're gonna have that. When something falls from the sky, it's goddamn UFO!
UFO! UFO!
Which technically they're not wrong, because they're still going, it's not identified. Likely,
yeah.
It's a meteor. It's still an unidentified flying object. It came out of the sky, so it was flying.
I seen live footage today where they were trying to find it in a field.
I mean, they will sooner or later.
It's probably a fucking baseball.
And I just fucking hope to God they find it and then they don't show pictures of what it really is.
No, people just to lose keep it. Their shit. Yeah.
Yes.
People keep it going. Oh, man. And I've seen people with videos going, this is an EMP from North Korea. Like, your fucking phone's still working. So,
yeah.
Obviously, you don't know what an EMP is. Nobody's power went out.
If it was an EMP from North Korea, there would be no video footage of it.
Right. And furthermore, fucking people would be shocked. North Korea can't hit South Korea with a missile, but somehow fucking nailed us.
I think everybody would be like, holy shit, you finally did it!
Good job, good. I mean, we're going to die freezing our balls off here, but good on you.
Not to mention, everyone's like, oh, you can't underestimate if America went to war with North Korea. I'm like, I think you could underestimate how much money the U.S. military puts into spending on fucking the U.S. military.
They really underestimate.
We got shit that people don't know
and
about.
They've been generations in fucking poverty. They can't feed their fucking people, man. They're trade embargo. They're basically a third world country.
Yeah.
Like, they got a bunch of tanks and shit. Yeah, how many of them are new?
Yeah.
40-year-old fucking helicopters. And...
I bet if you looked into it, some of them we probably gave them. Like, here, this is how you stand a fighting chance.
Right, it's like somebody kicking your ass at cards and they keep sliding you chips to keep playing.
Because, I mean, I could see the us doing that. Like, hey, you know... Eventually, we know we're going to duke it out with you.
So. We want some of your sweet Asian pussy. Let's give you some tanks. Send us a North Korean bitch.
Buy our way in.
Oh, but you were talking about loading the shotgun.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, the off chance I'm right.
It's time to load that fucking.
Time to load up the shotgun.
Of course, if our idea that we've had forever is Kyle getting abducted by aliens and just raping all the aliens. Well,
like I said, that was plan A. Plan A was just to go to town raping them.
I think plan A would be like trying to just, you know, entice them to sleep with you. I don't think you'd go right for rape.
Like, try to romance them? I don't know, man.
Hey, no. Sexy aliens. Oh, I want to rub my dick on your eyeball goo.
I'll push your eyeballs together and fuck the shit out of them.
Oh, man, I want to fuck where your genitals should be. Just rub it between your hands. Feels like dolphin.
I don't know if this is your pussy or what. It's her nose.
It's not really an in. I'm just kind of rubbing it on your body. Let me put it in your little alien snout. Let me put it in your alien nose slit.
Two pumps and I'm done. I'm like, sorry, this doesn't normally happen.
They go back.
It's got to be that whole alien.
Then that's how they think. That's how they think humans greet each other.
They just go around and start fucking people. Oh, yeah.
Sexy, sexy alien bastard. But then, you know, if enticing them to sleep with you, forcing them to sleep with you doesn't work, time to break out the shotgun.
Yep, yeah, I'm fucking plan C.
I don't know. I think if they can get here, they've moved beyond guns, you know?
You never know. I mean, if it looks like some squishy piece of sack of flesh, I mean, I'm going to shoot it and see what happens. Now, if it looks like there's some, like, structural density to what I'm shooting at, I'm just going to still shoot it anyways.
Fuck it!
Shoot twice, ask questions later.
Oh, my theory on dating.
Oh.
Yeah, have sex twice and see where it goes.
The only thing I was bummed about is, like, I just bought an AR, well, parts of an AR, and I didn't
have... Wait.
Can you wait, like, 4 more days?
I have this bitch here.
I'm gonna be fully set up for this shit.
Alright, so, also what I was thinking about today was, going along with the aliens and, you know, end of the world scenarios. You know, how many people you think were just started fucking last night? Like, end of the world! Let's fuck.
I mean, if I was in a relationship, I'd have used it for a good reason to fucking...
Hey, even if you're just sitting at a bar, like, well, the aliens are coming. Last chance.
To have all this.
You don't got time to find somebody. Well, my sister's in Hawaii right now. And she was there last weekend when they got the fucking notifications on their phone, like, incoming missile.
Oh, nice.
She was texting me and my sister in a group chat. I didn't have the heart to say anything until she called me later and they found out it was fake. But I was Googling and I was like, well, she'll find out in 20 minutes for sure. Because that's how long it would take the missile.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, that's insensitive as shit. But that's the first thing I thought. Like, well, no, in 20 minutes. No, in 20 minutes, I'd be like, all right, well, I haven't got a text, so she's probably okay. Wait, no, if I haven't got a text, she might not be okay. So I texted her, and she texted back. But
you're good. You're safe. Like,
I was just thinking, like, somebody gets that come across their phone, like, 20 minutes incoming missile. Like, well, we're landlocked. What's up?
How you doing?
I mean, meteor coming, you might as well just fucking start fucking.
I mean,
might as well die having the sex.
Why not?
Yeah, well, why just stand there and watch it come in? Like, yeah, I'd really be like, yeah, fucking come before the missile hits.
I mean, for some of us, it only happens once in a decade anyway.
Right. So. Trust me, we'll have 18 more minutes after I finish for you to feel the shame of your last sexual experience being over that fast.
Which gives you another whole 13 minutes to go find another someone else. Yeah, fucking...
Sloppy seconds! The guy's like, ew, gay. What's the matter, world?
Get out of the room, bro!
Suck my chode! I don't think I could even go gay with like 10 minutes to go. Because it's like, I just wouldn't be able to, I don't want my last...
That would be the ultimate chance for me to actually, like, toss the salad, because I'd be like, well, fuck it, I only got 10 minutes to live.
Right.
Like, I got 10 minutes to deal with butthole on my tongue.
Yeah. I couldn't even go gay at the end, because then, I wouldn't want my last few moments to be unpleasurable, you know, I don't want my luck, you know, like, sitting there sucking somebody's dick, and then, like, the thing comes off, like... Oh, false alarm. No!
That would be my... That would be like if the end of the world happened, and that would be me in the scenario. Like, I would try to get laid. It wouldn't happen. Finally, some dude's like, I'll blow you. And I'd be like, fuck it, I'm gonna let it happen. I'm gonna let this happen.
And then the fucking Bruce Willis saves us with the fucking last minute. No, Harry Stamper! Shit!
Fuck!
Oh, man, did I come to? Oh, shit! I think I'm gay now! I wanna die!
No, I just wanna die. Someone really had the world.
Oh, so there was a joke today. I heard a comedian, I think it was Greg Giraldo, an old dead comedian.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was talking about a fucking guy jumped off a fucking cruise liner. after arguing with his wife about a bar tab. And he goes, "That sounds insane to anyone who hasn't been married." "Honey, we're on vacation." And she's like, fucking, like, "You drank, you're drunk. You're wasted. We're on vacation, we're on a boat. We can't go nowhere. We're supposed to be, you're going to be hungover, and we're supposed to be up in the morning doing ice sculpting on the Lido deck." Like, "All right, you know what? Just shut up, bitch, or I'm going to jump off this fucking boat." "You don't have the balls."
I don't know if I want to add this. Yeah, I'm going to add this more. But
it reminded me of a scenario when I was married before.
Yeah.
We said, "All right, let's go to the bar and get wasted. Let's fucking take a cab to the bar." Go to the fucking bar. Partying at the bar, probably about 1 o'clock. She fucking like, "You're wasted." "Yeah." "Yeah, I am."
"So why we came to the bar?
What if we got to drive?" Like, we didn't.
"Our car is
something not happens where you got to drive. Our car's not here." "What if something happens and you need to drive? There's an accident. We'll call a taxi or an ambulance. I don't. The point was not." So me, being the insensitive asshole I was, when we went out to get drunk and have fun and not have to worry about driving, I got drunk and didn't worry about driving when I should have been worried about. What unlikely scenario could happen where I should be sober to drive?
Nice. Is that where you got your stigma about not drinking around when you have your daughter?
No, I've always had that.
That's okay.
Ever since she's been little. Now that she's older, I've drank, or well, not around her, not like, "Phoenix! Woo! Ting!
Get Daddy another beer!"
No, but now she's, you know, she's fucking 14 and shit. Fucking...
Anything worst happens, case scenario, she could drive herself to the hospital.
I call an ambulance for her. It's not like she's little and I gotta fucking rush her or something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, "Oh no, my baby's having the vapors." but that's why I wouldn't. Shit. So, a female friend of mine that I have no interest in, I'm not gonna hit on or do anything. Like, did something weird today where she mentioned, like, her boyfriend 9 times in 1 sentence.
To give you the hint like that,
yeah,
she's...
Yeah, like, "I wasn't hitting on..." Because if I hit... I don't know, I just can't hit on somebody. I couldn't be like, fucking... "Oh, yeah, let's just get down. I like you. I think you like me. Let's fuck." If I think somebody likes me or I like them, I fucking don't talk to them. I'm like, uh-oh, I may fuck this up. I will just say nothing until she pulls my dick out and sucks it.
Well, then it's still questionable.
Yeah, I will have no interaction with her. I'm not sure if she likes me. Still can't tell. What's that? Oh, come in your mouth? God, does that mean she likes me?
Still questionable.
Wherever I want? Oh, gee, I don't know.
She's just really friendly.
She's testing me. Well, I was listening to another comedian this morning. He was talking about the guys that are able to hit on women in, like, any situation with no remorse or no shame. Like, you know, the guys that are, like, fucking walking down the road, no money, anything like that. Like, fucking holes in their clothes all dirty. Like, "Hey, baby, what's up? Won't get nasty!" "What's the fuck?" You know, and we all know guys like that. They're just like, "Hey, what's up, baby?" They'll swing 100 times, but that one home run keeps them going, you know. Might as well get out there and start fucking swinging, I guess. This is what they do. Just like, "Hey, baby, what's happening? I see you're there with a guy. You still want you wanna maybe cheat on him a little bit? Maybe have some fuck right now?" Them are the same guys that send dick pics every day. Like, 400 chicks.
Yeah.
They're like... Their one dick out is like, every 900 times it works.
Their dick pics are like herpes. 1 in 5 women have seen them.
Oh shit! Oh fuck! I came up with a theory. I think I probably said it before, even on this show, where I blame women exclusively for all the world's problems.
I mean that's not debatable.
Right. All right. Bear with me. I'm not. You know, like fucking He-Man woman hater here, but. Let's say no woman ever fucks a guy that's been to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no woman will ever even consider fucking a guy that's been to jail. Like, oh, no, never. Gross. Not in this pussy. You would see a drastic drop in crime. Except for maybe some, like, angry teenage gays. But a drastic drop in crime.
Yeah, I mean, fucking people be like, ah, nope, done, fucking up.
Like, oh, I would never fuck a guy who didn't graduate high school. 100%, except for, you know, the rare occasion that there's an angry gay. But, God, never.
Yeah, but what are they, even the gays are like, well, I'm not going to fuck some guy that doesn't have
a diploma. Not if girls aren't doing it. Yeah, you'd see a drastic increase.
Even the gays would be like, I'm going to graduate.
I think it might be the same for women, though. They're not going to get any dick if you get pregnant before 25. See a drastic, you'd see a complete drop in fucking teenage pregnancy.
Yeah.
I did. And then, like, oh, anybody who goes to war isn't getting dick with me. Armies drop off the fucking map. No world leaders are wanting to go to war.
You mean I got a choice between invading that country and taking all the resources or getting laid?
Keep your resources.
Hey, man! Maybe we can work a deal out where I can buy some of that.
You guys like pussy too, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But then I feel like they could start to use it to their advantage, much like they do now. Like, oh, well. I'm definitely not fucking anybody who doesn't take the garbage out or lick my asshole. Like, oh. Oh. Licking so much butt. So much butthole.
Yeah.
I'll never fuck a guy who doesn't fuck a hamster in front of me. Hamster sales go through the roof. Just dudes fucking hamsters. It goes up, man. Like, we did that as a joke. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, and that would be
doing this ironically.
And that would be the problem with the power of that.
Right. Shit, we've been duped again.
It would be fucking abused.
Drastically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, without a doubt. Like, I would never get with a guy that doesn't allow me to just be a stay-at-home mom. Fuck!
Holy shit, balls of ass tons. Society would definitely be drastically different if women just got selective. They'd have to all get together as a whole. Uh-huh. And just decide, we're not fucking any dudes. And no Asians. They've had too much. Oh, poor Asians.
Oh.
Then there would be war. We kill all! We need the pussy! Horrible Asian angry man.
War's over sex versus everything else. And just, oh, we're here to slay your pussy!
Pussy! So our podcast is pussy! Most pussy.
It's pussy or dick. It's one or the other. We have a small realm of things we talk about.
Okay, let's see. Trying to find some good topics. Let's go. We should have done this before the show.
Yeah, I mean that usually is how you prop a show is.
But you know, don't do that shit.
We just kind of wing it here. We just fucking, you know.
I'm just going to Google the best way to get news stories. Weird news, Florida.
Because all the weird shit happens in Florida.
All right, I found a bunch of 101, it's from BuzzFeed. 101 sane things that have ever happened in Florida. Are you ready, Kyle?
Probably not.
Accused Florida man says his cat downloaded child porn, not him. Scampy!
Bad Scampy!
Bad!
Child porn is bad.
Bad Scampy. Florida man calls 911 80 times to demand Kool-Aid, hamburgers, and weed.
What does he think this is, jail?
Yeah, right. Give me a lot of hamburgers and hey, Kool-Aid. Man says cocaine in his buttocks isn't his. I hold it for a friend.
Did your friend put it there too?
Yeah. Man stabbed in confusion over harmonicas. That was mine. Somebody slobbers all over your harmonica, I'd be kind of pissed too, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that. Like,
yeah. Drunk woman calls 911 to say she is lost in the woods, did not know where to urinate. Let her rip, honey.
You're in the woods, like, pop a squat next to a tree and use the tree to hold you up. And
oh man, here's a good one. Trapper trying to catch elusive loose monkey gets death threats. I'm gonna catch that monkey. You said fucking.
I'm gonna catch that. Maybe it was a sex monkey, and that's why it was so elusive.
Okay, I have to click this one. Sex doll threesome man gets off. Sounds kind of like something that should happen. Sounds a Florida kinda man who got freaky with two blow-up dolls in a grocery store parking lot won't do jail time. I'm not even going to. I just needed that.
We're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah. Florida man has sex with pit bull in his yard as neighbors beg him to stop.
But pit bulls are so mean. How did it? Why did it? Why
did it bite his? Oh, she loves it.
Why didn't the pit bull bite his dick off?
Yeah, I mean, like, if pit bull didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't happen.
I mean, pit bull.
Somebody roofied the pit bull. Scampy, get down. Everybody can hear you rubbing the microphone. All right, man sprinkled feces. Oh, sorry. Man sprinkled fiance's ashes at Lens Crafters. Calling Florida mall evacuation. Yep, I remember hearing about that one. She loved this fucking Lens Crafters! I'll miss you, Cynthia!
Shouldn't have breathed her in.
Florida strip club offering free flu shots. Of course.
That's only because they haven't come out with an AIDS vaccine yet.
Roommates argue over dog, ends with human biting deputy. Wow.
That goes south real quick, like.
Florida man beats daughter for 40 minutes to the tune of Blurred Lines. I know she wants it. I know she wants it. Beat you.
Hey, have it on repeat.
Oh, hey, get that bitch. Hey, she got a C. Hey.
Now, my question is, I mean, for 40 minutes, was it on repeat, or did he just, like, slow down the play rate to where it was like...
I'm formulating the whole song in my head. If you can't beat your fucking daughter, because she is being a bitch, gonna hit her, yeah, gonna slap her, yeah. Woman plans to sue philanthropist after donkey attack.
I mean, you shouldn't get around it.
Largo man arrested for 120th time. Damn. Teacher injured in airborne fish attack. Florida DMV tells woman she lives on Eat Ass Street. Yeah, baby.
I want to. No, that's.
She looks cute too. Shows a little license. Mm. Yeah. A man who exposed himself tells police he was just airing out my penis.
Just airing it up. I mean, you get fungus if you just let the
sniff it.
See how fresh that smells.
Homeless man need boobs. Florida woman asks for donations along busy roadway. Not homeless, needs boobs. A Florida woman asks for donations on highway. There we go. Flaming lingerie prompts Kmart evacuation. I'm gonna light these panties up! Man trapped by fallen water buffalo head.
How? Oh, never mind.
Oh, God. Gravekeeper sued over monkey's resting place. Let's just click that one real quick.
I'm curious.
Page unavailable. Woman accused of trying to sell hot snakes at pet shop.
Are we talking sexy hot or spicy hot?
I don't know. Probably sexy. Herpes-infected monkeys terrorize Florida. Don't fuck them.
Hey, you know, well...
A damn sexy monkey showed up outside my window.
I'm safe. I've already got it. I've already got the herp, so...
Babysitter accused of sleeping on toilet as two-year-old wanders to canal with alligators.
Oh, that's...
Pokemon leads not pleads not guilty to swimming naked with gators. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hybrid man eating pythons. Florida is on alert. Naked man asks, "Tase me, bro." Gets his wish. I say it. Don't tase me, bro.
No, don't tase me, bro.
Suspected thieves target school's frozen chicken nuggets. We will get all the chicken nuggets, Kyle.
I was reading something the other day where, like, you can get paid to be a chicken nugget tester. Like, I didn't read the article, but that was just the caption of it. It was, it had to be somewhat legit because it was WZZM that posted it. Like, I'm going, you really gotta like fucking chicken nuggets.
Police. Florida teen accidentally shoots off penis and testicles.
My daughter and her friend are getting snacks to go back in their room and they get to hear that part.
That's what teenage boys do, so that's why you stay away from them.
That's, I mean...
You stay away from teenage boys or your dad will shoot off their penis and testicles!
You want to borrow a gun?
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, we thought it was an alien.
I got some rubber...
It has a meteor.
I got some of them fucking rubber bullet rounds.
Grandma's final resting place? Question mark. A Florida storage unit. It's where she wanted to be, the U-Haul storage.
I mean, yeah. Peaceful. I mean... How loud and busy is it going to be there? I mean, that's a calm, peaceful, relaxing place to rest for the rest of your life.
Pregnant woman attacked man with bowl of spaghetti.
Now I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah. Man dies after getting stuck in girlfriend's cat door. I'm going to climb through your pussy hole, baby. I'm going to get in there. I'm gonna climb through that pussy hole and then I'm gonna come fuck you. I love you, Teresa.
We'll call it my rebirth.
Teresa! Oh my god, Teresa, I feel like I'm gonna die. Oh man.
That's just how Jed wanted to go, man. He would die in a pussy hole. You know, close enough, right? Close enough.
If you say it in just that context, it sounds cool.
PSL man ate stolen ice cream sandwich he kept in his pants. Can't beat him, join him, man. Just put your...
Love you.
Lawmaker files bill to repeal state ban on dwarf tossing in bars.
So he wants to make it legal
again?
Yeah. All right.
Suspected Florida prostitute, Christina Verver, busted by cops. Flaccid rubber penis. I don't want to know. I'm guilty, arrest me, woman says after cucumber salad attack. No.
Nah.
Man stole life-size Justin Bieber cutout. Let's see. Dumb blonde joke ends in nipple bite. Knife attack. Be careful who you say it to.
I mean, yeah, you gotta watch out for them blondes, man. They're...
Woman arrested after assaulting man with butter.
How do you assault someone with a stick of...
I don't know, but you could pepper me, too. Sounds good now. No, I want corn on the cob. Oh, Tampa police says woman tried to buy her 80-year-old father a prostitute over Easter weekend. Daddy just wants a fuck.
I love you, Daddy. I'm going to buy you some puss.
Pussy, I want to get you stuck in a pussy hole like Uncle Jed.
I want you to be able to fuck one more time before you die, man.
Yeah, I love you, Daddy. Duo stole Garf cart from nudist resort for McDonald's run.
Whee! Can you imagine the poor cashier working at McDonald's? Yeah, what's up? I mean, because you don't know when they order.
I want a Big Mac, and I'll show you my Little Mac.
And then they pull up and be like, oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Because, I mean, nudist colony, then people are generally not good looking.
Kangaroo leads Florida deputies on 10-hour chase.
I mean, okay, you little bastards.
Oh, God. Florida man dies after winning cockroach eating contest.
I mean, ugh. Hey, $20 is $20.
Polo club founder Goodman adopts his adult girlfriend. I guess you want to make something more lasting than marriage, I guess.
He just always wanted to fuck his own daughter.
Man arrested in DUI case also had squirrel inside his shirt. Rocky is going for a ride! Woohoo!
Is it gonna be alright, Rocky? I'll keep you safe.
He's gonna get pulled over. He was driving. He was here. Sure, bro, take this one. Bro!
God damn it!
You're trying to hide my shirt! Oh, wow. Florida woman Megan causes two-vehicle crash while shaving her bikini line.
Yeah, I mean, because that's an acceptable right. thing to do while in traffic.
Florida man too fat for jail. Yes! There's an out! Florida man too fat for jail. We're not supposed to make fun of certain groups of people, overweight people, blah, 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 blah. Meet George, a 38-year-old, 600-pound Florida man, arrested for scamming restaurants out of food, was then deemed too fat for imprisonment. He can't, they don't have any place to put it. It's too big.
He won't fit through the door, Earl. What are we going to do?
Just a couple more. We'll call this an episode. Wow. Bogus dentist accused of kissing woman's buttocks for with toothache.
Like, yeah. I'm just sitting in the chair. In order to get in the mouth, I want to look at it from the back.
I go all the way through. I just gotta give it a little kiss back here, and then that'll tell me how everything's going through the whole system. Starting at the end.
Yeah, I'm going to see if they got this article. I feel like this should be something good to end on. All right, here we go. Florida swingers orgy goes horribly wrong. A Florida swingers orgy went horribly wrong when a jealous couple lost their cool during the carnal proceedings and proceeded to assault each other. Spring Hill, Hernando Today reports, Tina Michelle Norris, 39. She's a good-looking girl. And her boyfriend, James Albert Branfield, 56, were arrested while naked and charged with domestic battery following the aborted late-night orgy in their home at Wiki Waki. Norris and Bearfield, both swingers, brought other sexual partners to their home in the wee hours Monday morning. Bearfield was accompanied by another woman, while Norris upped the ante by bringing home a pair of men.
Woo! Ooh.
Temperatures and tempers rose as Branfield watched the two men pleasure his woman, and Norris saw another woman sexing her man. It wasn't long before the couples went at each other, and not in a good way. Norris ended up with a bloody lip. Bayfield's back and neck were scratched. They had a roommate, too! So she was awakened by the yelling and screaming in the hallway. She left her room and saw the couple pushing each other. The roommate and couples have a weird relationship. We wouldn't say. You don't say.
I mean, you're in a...
He's got one chick, and she's fucking two dudes. Oh, sorry. One more. One more. Please be there. It's not. Damn it.
Ah.
Just the title of it. Mean drunk smears poop on teen's face.
I'm guessing this guy's at least 60.
Right.
Goddamn kids these days. I'll show them what a shitty day is.
Man stabs brother over missing mac and cheese. I think we talked about this one before. And finally, man tries to trade alligator for beer. Man arrested for giving wedgies.
How do you, I mean, fucking, that's just like a high school prank. Like,
oh, shit,
how do you
get, no getting, it's assault, brother. Yeah, you can't even get to it from there. I'd say we call this a fucking episode. We're going on for one of our longer episodes now. Almost 40 minutes, motherfuckers.
Damn.
You're welcome.
Mind fucking the shit out of you.
Right, we're going to post this tonight, and then me and Kyle will be back next week. We'll even actually sit down and talk about what we're going to talk about for 5 minutes before we record.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not. You'll get the same shit. You fucking tune in, you'll fucking listen.
You fucking like it!
God damn it! We start shooting the last few scenes of our movie soon, so we'll have that out. Hopefully, just before summer.
Yeah, I could see.
Yeah. Making some movie shit happen, motherfucker.
I was gonna say, because you've been working on editing what you got so far, haven't you?
Yep. By the time we're ready to record, I'll have everything up to what we're gonna record. This is shit we should just be talking about. Alright, fuckers!